Joey, you and Melvin are off to, I know the team's not doing very well right now, but you two guys are piling up the sacks. What's been the key so far for you guys on the edge?
I think you saw what started, at least what we could do last year. And I think just getting this whole offseason together and having more time together, and pretty much that's it. I think we've had a great camp, both of us. We just talked to Coach Giff, and he thinks we're practicing really well, and we just got to keep it up. So I think we're just sticking to what we do, and that's working every day and getting better. So, and after time, obviously, it's going to get better and better being together. So, and obviously having me, Bane, and Corey, and all those guys inside, it always helps us as edge rushers.
Looking at film, Joey, what's your impressions of their two tackles, Jason Peters and the guy you'll be going against, Lane Johnson?
Yeah, I could already say they're probably the best tandem that I've faced, definitely this year, maybe really since I came in the league. So high praise for those guys. Really just started watching films. They've obviously been doing a good job, and Big 71's been obviously doing it for a long time. So we definitely have a challenge this week, but I think me and Melvin are up for it.
Carson's a mobile guy. I mean, he's not a guy that looks to run, but obviously you've seen the tape. He can extend plays. He can pick up first downs with his legs. How much of a problem does that pose for you as a rusher? And do you have to adjust at all?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to focus on keeping him inside the pocket. We never want mobile quarterbacks to make plays with the seat, get first down. So, I mean, the stress will be similar to last week with Alex Smith. We know we have a guy that can be mobile in the pocket and can make plays with his feet. So, again, we're going to have to limit that and try to keep him in the pocket.
You, I mean, last year you had a lot of success in a scheme that wasn't something you were familiar with. Now you're kind of back playing what you played at Ohio State. I mean, obviously it doesn't really matter what you play, right? I mean, you're able to adjust.
Yeah, it's not too significant of a difference, really, at all. Similar techniques, playing that five technique, playing the edge with defense. So, I mean, they have me moving around everywhere. It really hasn't been an adjustment as much as I feel like people kind of made it out to be, because we were in sub package pretty much 75%, if not more, last year, which is a 4-3 defense. Right. So. I mean, it hasn't been too significant of a change at all.
Yeah, Joey, what's it been like for you, this move? Is it a difficult thing to pick up, move, and have to, you know, find a new home and all of that in addition to playing ball?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was probably one of the easiest situations. I just had a bunch of clothes, and it wasn't too tough of a move. Just packed it into a little U-Haul and drove an hour and a half down the road, so really wasn't too bad. But obviously for a guy like Phil, who's invested in the city and has a family and a house and all that, it's obviously a tougher move. But for me, it's been a pretty easy transition. I like it out here. Orange County has been great, so it hasn't been too hard.
Phillip's taken an interesting approach to this. I mean, he because of his family, has chosen to stay down there and make that drive every day. I know he's doing it in an impressive vehicle, but it's still a different kind of way to deal with it.
Oh, 100%. I don't think I'd be able to do that every morning, but at least having somebody driving you makes it easier. But I commend him for doing that for his family. Obviously, making the trip isn't easy, but I mean, getting up and moving your kids, especially with all the kids he has, switching schools and all that, you don't want to do that to them. So, I mean, I think a good move by him.
Yeah. What's it been like playing in that stadium? I mean, I have not been there personally yet, but I mean, it's a different atmosphere, I would imagine, playing in a more personal kind of.
Definitely different. compared to Ohio State, that's for sure.
Not the horseshoe. Well,
yeah, not as many people there, not as loud, but you know what, I'm not too focused on that. I know we'll have a beautiful stadium in a few years, and I mean, hopefully once we start turning this around, start winning some games, we'll get some more fans out there. But I mean, it's been a fun experience the last couple of weeks. I'm not paying too much attention to it.
Yeah. Now, you guys played Denver close. You played Miami close. I know that doesn't mean much when the record's the only thing that counts. But I mean, have you found some solace in that you guys are not just a bad 0-3 team?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. It definitely makes it easier when you could come in and you know there's two or three plays that you switch around and it could be a different ball game. We just got to get over this hump. We got to learn how to finish games and learn how to win. We could take it to the fourth quarter with anybody in the NFL. I believe that. It's just about finishing, and we haven't done that recently. Not last year, not this year. So I think it's just a little hump because I know we've got the talent, we've got the skill set on the offense, defense. We've got good guys that want to win, want to practice hard every day. So I think it's just we got to learn how to finish in the fourth quarter and turn it around.